This year's breakout jazz star is Diana Krall, whose new CD is selling briskly and who was a hit at festivals this summer. As a jazz pianist who's crossed over into the adult pop market as a romantic vocalist, Krall has been inspired by and sometimes been compared to Nat King Cole. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that speaks to her good taste, but that Cole's shoes are big shoes to fill.
I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to.
Diana Krall, with a tip of the hat to Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song. Krall's not bad, but she's still young and still learning. She has a warm vocal quality, but her pitch can wander a little, and the way she cracks her voice to emphasize a word reminds me of how the Spice Girls crinkle their noses in close-up. On much of Krall's current album, When I Look in Your Eyes, arranger Johnny Mandel lays on the lush movie strings, and she aims for the come-hither delivery and drowsy tempos that made Julie London the sexiest thing to hit cocktail music. But Krall sounds like she's faking the heavy breathing. Happily, the rest of her album is swinging small group tunes indebted to Nat Cole's combos with synchronized piano, guitar, and bass.
For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let it come tomorrow with me. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die, devil may care.
As a piano player, Diana Krall's okay. That's one of her more meaty solos. And we don't blame her for the monster push she got this summer from the folks at Verve, a Universal Music company. Hers is a classic case of modern jazz economics. As more big labels merge and whittle down their new artist rosters, there's more pressure for every CD to be a hit. Hence the corporate hype and lavish comparisons between young artists and the greats of yore. But to invite such comparisons, as Krall does with Nat Cole, is to step into a trap, and here's why. To make up for fewer new releases, big record companies are reissuing more and more old sessions they already own, so new artists have to compete in the marketplace with the same giants who inspired them. But when you listen to the newcomer and the old master side by side, suddenly everything's in perspective.
Promise me you'd come back, I promised to wait. But I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Too many long nights alone, not even a date. So I got a little too lonely, and now you're a little too late. You never would write, you never would call. While I had the blue, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you.
Nat King Cole, 1956, from After Midnight, the complete session, which came out just after Diana Krall's CD. After Midnight is well known to Cole's fans as his jazziest album of the 50s. Four guests sit in with Nat's combo. Alto saxophonist Willie Smith, violinist Stuff Smith, trombonist Juan Tizol, or trumpeter Sweets Edison. This edition includes one alternate take and five new pieces, like the one we just heard. They're as good as the stuff originally issued, which included remakes of a few Cole classics. Thank you.
when it's raining, I don't miss the sun. Because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one
Nat
will
Cole on Sweet Lorraine. When it comes to sounding relaxed and engaged at the same time, as singer or pianist, he's the king. Cole was a great pop singer because he applied what he learned in jazz about nuances of timing and inflection and about effective understatement. Even so, Cole in 1956 sang rather better than his younger self. Ripening takes time. So we don't condemn an emerging artist like Diana Krall for falling short of a grand master in his prime. Enough to observe her progress for now, and wish her the kind of success Nat Cole had, making good music in a commercial world.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing.